well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance on this 14th day of September 2023. And tonight we have behind the glass, he's the blast. Our producer is Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
Good evening. And here, live in the studio tonight, that's right, it's Thursday night, from right to right, because left is not allowed or tolerated here in any way, shape, or form. We have Rowdy Randy.
Be blessed, no stress, everybody.
And we have, well, she's she's known, right, as, I don't know, what do you think? Studio Marm, none other than Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
And tonight we have a special guest live in the studio, that legendary gospel recording artist, none other than the Danny Ray.
Hey, it's good to be here. I don't know about that legendary stuff.
All righty. Well, we got a lot to do tonight, so we better get after it, huh?
Right.
We're going to get right into, I don't know, maybe we should play a song, okay? You know, I'm thinking of running for president, Danny.
Me too.
Okay, let's hear about that. Danny Ray, I'm going to run for president of these here United States.
I'm going to run for president.
What are you going to do?
When I become president, here's what I'll do. I'll put all the Bibles right back in the schools. We won't be a country that's living in sin, and the churches will be filled with people again. When I become president, just wait and see. I'll make politicians get out of D.C. I'll replace them with Christians like you and like me. 'Cause when I am president, Jesus is king. When I become president, we'll make it right. Kids will sleep better in their beds at night. They don't get to choose if they're girls or they're boys. We won't put up with garbage like that anymore. When I become president, just wait and see. I'll make politicians get out of D.C. I'll replace them with Christians like you and like me. 'Cause when I am president, Jesus is king. When I become president, Jesus will be bigger than football and our favorite team. We won't be thinking of who won or lost. We'll be busy singing the old rugged cross. When I become president, just wait and see. I'll make politicians get out of D.C. I'll replace them with Christians like you and like me. 'Cause when I am president, Jesus is king. When I become president, don't burn the flag. I'll kick you out and I won't let you back. You can leave now, I'll be waving goodbye. And I do hope the door hits you in the backside. When I become president, just wait and see. I'll make politicians get out of D.C. I'll replace them with Christians like you and like me. When I become president, Jesus was king. I'll replace them with Christians like you and like me. 'Cause when I am president, Jesus is king. When I am president, Jesus is king.
You're stealing my platform. That's my platform there.
It was my platform first. It's my song.
I'm taller than you.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't call me Kamala, I'll be your vice president.
Danny, I can actually say this, and I mean every word of it. That was not the best song I ever recorded.
I'll have to agree with you on that.
But it was one of the strangest ones, and now I may have to run for president because I'll never make it singing now.
Hey, you got my vote.
There you go. All right, folks, there you go. We have Danny Ray, and we're going to play some of his songs because you've written over 300 songs. And you actually wrote that song for me, didn't you?
Probably more than anybody, but yeah, I figured anybody would be a better president than what we got, so we can all of us can run.
Yeah. So let's get into our Bible study tonight. We'll get serious because the days we're living in, and we've been warning people, and I'm going to be
Amen.
Reading something here from Protect Women for Ohio. And if they gone, if they don't say everything I've been telling people, here it is. They're verifying it. I'm going to read that later on, but we're going to get into our Bible study, and we have Randy here.
All right. Well, here we go.
Okay.
And this is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. And here we go. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come.
All right, let me ask you about this here. What makes this different than the other passages in Scripture? Because in 1 Timothy it tells you in later times, okay, and then it tells you in end times, okay, in only two places, in here and in Peter, it says last days. Now, That means it's a very specific, the south end of the sixth dispensation period, okay? So he's telling you, in those days, when you see these things, know that the time that we're really close to the rapture of the church, time is even at the doorstep.
Yeah.
And so then he says, and he uses that word perilous times, that's used only one other place in the Bible, and it's translated as fierce. It means fierce times. The only other place that was used is when he was in connection with the demoniacs, okay, over there in the country of the Gergesenes, those demons. And so here, he's talking about a time that they're going to be perilous times, fierce times. Go ahead and read verse 2.
Sure. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
Okay, so when we read this, this is totally a characteristic of modern-day humanists. What is that Ferrari fellow who is the stoolie for Klaus Schwab? What does he say about people? He referred to us as what? Well, parasites, okay? Now here, this guy considers himself to be far above the normal human being, okay? George Soros referred to himself as a god, okay? Obama said, I am the one. I am the one you've been waiting for, okay? You even have people like Marky Zuckerberg who, and these people are say they're not ordinary people. They're literally gods, okay? And so for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Does that sound like the modern humanists? They're lovers of their own selves?
Yes.
Sure, and you're encouraged to be that way.
Okay. Yeah. What about when he goes on to say covetous, boasters, and proud? So that word covetous, actually that word in the Greek is phylagoras. And you know what that word phylagoras means?
I don't.
It means lover of silver. I thought everybody knew that.
Okay.
It means to love silver. In other words, to love money, okay?
Yeah.
Mammon, to love mammon. And so when he's talking about proud, who is that? The proud is the sin of who? Who was famous for that's the sin of pride?
Satan.
Satan himself, mm-hmm. Okay? And that's where he's been attacking men in that area of men's weakness of pride, right from day one. And so here, when he refers to that, and then he goes on to say, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good. Okay, so when he's give me some examples without natural affection.
Well, the whole abortion industry is against natural affection. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is more natural than for a mother to want to protect her child in her womb?
Yes.
That's right.
I mean, mm-hmm. A female grizzly bear will fight off a male that's twice her size, that weighs twice as much as her. She'll fight to the death to protect her cubs.
Yeah.
A female wolf will do the very same thing. A female wolf will fight a pack.
There's an ad today on the internet about a mother water buffalo, and they show her sacrificing her life for her calf to a pride of lions. But, and that was on there today.
But we have women today that will actually get pregnant, carry a baby to term, to sell it, to be experimented on alive. I mean, this is wicked. This is evil. This is Planned Parenthood evil. You don't get more evil than Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood evil is evil as evil gets, okay? In fact, probably they could probably teach the devil something about evil.
Sure.
That's how mm-hmm. wicked those people are. And so here, what does he mean when it says, well, he's talking about false accusers.
But isn't that the Democratic agenda? That you accuse them of what we're doing.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yes.
Yeah. The whole thing.
Okay, that's all they've done is made false accusations against President Trump, okay? I mean, one false accusation after another false accusation after another false accusation. So what does the Bible say? What is the God hates? These six things God hates, one of them is those that bring division amongst the brethren, okay?
Right.
And you have these false accusers out there today. And who can be more false accusers than NBC, ABC, CBS, the mainstream media out there today? And, of course, Merrick Garland, he is the most corrupt, by far, attorney general this country has ever seen. And, again, I've said it before. I truly believe that Merrick Garland would be very, very hard-pressed to prosecute someone who is as corrupt as he is.
Yeah.
He would be hard-pressed to do that.
Well, think about it. But he was going for the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Now which would have been worse than anything to have him on the court.
Yeah. Right. People should know that now.
Yeah.
Because it was Trump that kept him from getting
getting there. That's right.
Yeah, and he vowed he would get Trump back for doing that.
Yep.
Okay. And then you got Chris Ray. Now, in the Pandora Papers, it talks about all of that money, all of that tons of money. You know, when they say that we left, that Biden gave Afghanistan the,
the weaponry, the arms.
But I'm talking about the fellows that's in charge over there now. I'm having the terrorists that run that. I'm having one of the
Taliban.
Taliban. Yeah, Biden gave. Biden crime family doesn't give anybody anything. That money come back at $85 billion. How much of that do you think came circled back through these offshore banks and things in these different accounts? And that's where the Pandora Papers comes in. Everybody who's received, and they say every from the top, from the IRS, the FBI, the CIA, all the top people in all of those agencies got rewarded. It's protection money. It's big-time protection money. You protect Joe Biden and Biden crime cartel. Merrick Garland, that's your job. You protect Joe Biden. Chris Ray, that's your job, okay? CIA, FBI. By the way, the CIA, they just recently got caught doing what we have all known what they were doing, paying their own agents, paying to lie about with the COVID in that lab over there in the Ukraine.
Right.
Or in China, rather, not Ukraine, China. What was it, Wuhan?
Wuhan.
Yeah. Wuhan.
Wuhan.
Yeah, their agents were paid to lie. Not only that, but there was 51 of those agents that tell you they were paid to lie.
Mm-hmm. And so forget, out of the $40 billion, the first $40 billion that went to Ukraine, they can account for eight.
Yeah, well.
They can account for eight.
Look, before they got one gun there, we told you that money, was going to be, you're going to see the black market. Those guns are going to get sold off on the black market so quick as they get there. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
The deep state is corrupt to the bone, really to the bone. He goes and says, incontinent. Incontinent means without strength, that you don't have
any control, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so he goes on here to say, traitors, oh boy, do we have traitors. Boy, do we have traitors in this country. Not just every single one with a D behind their name in Congress and the Senate, not every single Democrat, but the rhino Republicans, too. You've got the Republican Party filled with traitors. Yeah. And I mean flat-out traitors. They're trading.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Pedophilia and sex crimes is rampant in our society now. These same people that are pushing this issue, one in Ohio, these are the same people behind the sex trafficking.
Sure.
These people are evil. I mean, it's wickedness to the bone, to the very bone here. Then he goes on to say, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Boy, you're right about that. Having a form of godliness, but denying. What do you think that means, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof?
Come on. Well, actually, you can kind of see that in the charismatic movement, if you will, where they appear to be godly, if you will, but they're not. But they're not
like an antichrist.
But they're not.
Yeah,
anti God.
But they're not. And we see that in corrupt practices. People on the air, on some of the televangelists, way. That they're totally wicked, but obviously it's all done in the name of, if you let's call it religion or the other Jesus, if you will, not the real one, but the other Jesus.
So. So you're not buying what what these, what's his name? The fellow that says,
Jesse Duplantis.
Jesse Duplantis. You're not buying Jesse. I remember I heard Jesse
Well, actually, Pastor, I am. I'm only buying Jesse Duplantis.
Oh, dear.
That's the way you get him. The way you get him is that you're buying.
Jesse was telling these women that God calls him every now and then for advice. I'm not kidding you.
And they actually
God calls him for advice.
For advice, yeah.
Yeah, for advice, really, yeah. Really. Yeah.
And wow. And these women say, well, what does he ask you? You know, and so
they're fools.
And right. And so I mean it's an amazing thing. But now he says, are these for this sort of they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, what kind of houses do they creep into?
Church houses.
Those are called church houses, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
And lead captive silly women. Have you ever watched these mega where they have like Joel Osteen and they have these huge, do you know about 80% or more of the people there are women?
Oh, yeah.
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 Now, why do you think that is? We know the enemy always attacks men in the area of pride, but where does he attack women in the area?
Discernment.
Right. Rationale, if you will, and being logical and. Yeah, that sort of thing.
So they get caught up in there. He said, which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So why is it that they're ever learning, but they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth?
Because they're really not lovers of the truth, if you will, because you got to love God to love the truth.
Well, more simply, they're not learning the truth. That's why
right.
they're learning everything but the truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like what if you listen to the mainstream media out there today, okay?
Yes.
You're hearing everything but the truth, okay? And so here he goes on. And so, well, I think we're gonna stop right there. We're gonna take a break. We'll be back right after this.
I heard an old soldier say with tears in his eyes, I love God and country, and I've served both with pride. He said, I fought for freedom, 'cause freedom's not free. But now what I'm seeing is hard to believe. Such a shame. The flag is still flying, but it's not the same. He'll serve Jesus and freedom, no matter the cost. On his feet for the flag and his knees for the cross. He said the land of the free, it's not easy for me, 'cause it hurts me to say everything's going wrong. It's like nothing to see. Don't people know Christ is coming again? This is not what he bought for, and it's such a Jesus, 'cause without him I'm lost.
All right. I always believe in the flag and the cross. Well, I'm going to put the cross first, but you're right. Right. I'll always believe in the flag and the cross, boy. But we got to fight for our country, don't we?
Yes, we really do.
Folks out there, I've been telling you about this issue one. I've been telling you just how evil, how wicked it is. And I've been watching the ads. The opposition are running. These people, they call themselves Ohioans United for Reproductive Rights. They're as evil as evil gets. They are. Their commercials are false. Their commercials are lies. Their commercials are propaganda. Folks, every word of it. Now, the groups behind Issue 1 in their amendment is so wildly out of step with Ohio values that they won't even tell Ohioans the truth about it. What are they so afraid of? They wrote this dangerous amendment, and it's time every single word of it that they own it, that they have to own it. Now, what I just read to you was written by Press Secretary Amy Natus, and she's Secretary for Protect Ohio Women, or Protect Women of Ohio. But now we've been telling you this. I've been telling you since August 8th, since after August 8th, since we lost that, about this, how wicked. And I told you even before that. And here's what she writes. The group behind November's anti-parent issue one, Ohioans United for Reproductive Rights, released the first ad today, failing to mention its most radical and dangerous aspects and spreading harmful information about emergency miscarriage care in Ohio. That's exactly right. Protect Women of Ohio Press Secretary Amy Natus said of the ad, "Big surprise, the backers of Issue 1 buried the lead with their radical anti-parent agenda again. Their newest ad is filled with distractions and holes, failing to mention that Issue 1 will strip parents of their rights, permit painful late-term abortion on demand through all 9 months, and remove common-sense health and safety protections for women. The groups behind Issue 1 know their amendment is so wildly out of step with Ohio values that they won't even tell Ohioans the truth about it. What are they so afraid of? They wrote this dangerous amendment, and it's time they own every single word of it." I guess we're going to call OR, because they're Ohioans United for Reproductive Rights, has been lying to Ohioans for months, saying Issue 1 will not gut parental consent and notification requirements, allow for abortion on demand through all 9 months, or remove common sense health and safety protections. Listen, I read there through that amendment, and the ACLU has done a marvelous job in wording that to the point where you could drive a truck through it. When they say each individual has the right to reproductive health, okay? So now, every single individual now is a 10-year-old girl an individual?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is a 13-year-old boy, is he an individual?
Yep.
Yes.
So now it says that if they decide to go and get, the boy decides to get himself castrated and made into a girl, or he thinks he can, he doesn't need his parental consent. In fact, if the parents try to stop him from doing that, then they could be charged with violating the law. And that's the way that's written. I've read it 25 times. I'm not going to go through the whole thing.
But right now, they're not telling what they already have. They already can have an abortion up to 21 weeks. So they're talking. I mean, my question always to them.
Everything that they got on there is already legal.
No, but I'm just saying, yeah, they make it seem like there's this repressive situation for women. And the truth is, women already have abortion on demand up to 21 weeks. And parents don't realize they're going to lose the right that, like, right now you can prosecute.
So it doesn't give any more right. It takes away. the rights of parents completely.
That's exactly right. It takes it completely away. But they make it seem like women are in this a restricted or repressive situation, and that's just not true. That's just not true. They have reproductive rights now, to me, more than they need to have. I mean,
way more. Okay, let me read this here. It says, the backers of issue one have taken their lies to a whole new level in this ad, telling voters they cannot receive emergency miscarriage care under current Ohio law. Notice said, this bold-faced lie is nothing more than fear-mongering and puts women's lives at risk, and is a desperate attempt to distract voters from the dangers lurking behind inside issue one. But Ohio voters only need to look at Michigan to see what is at stake. Michigan communists spent months, they use the word Democrats, and I call them deathocrats. Michigan deathocrats spent months during the Proposition 3 debate last year peddling the same lies. But Michigan Democrats who control the State House and Senate introduced a package of bills last week to repeal all pro-life, pro-women protections, saying the protections are unconstitutional under Proposition 3. That's exactly what they want to do here. The bills seek to remove limitations of abortion through all 9 months, including partial birth abortions, and remove any protections for taxpayers for the funding abortions, and eliminate basic health and safety standards for women. Michigan deathocrats also intend to repeal requirements for abortionists to screen for coercion or report complications, leaving victims of domestic violence or trafficking completely unprotected and any evidence of a crime destroyed. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, okay, this woman is wicked. She's an extremely wicked woman, okay? It would be, you know, women like her and Hillary, it would be interesting to see Gretchen and Hillary and Jezebel from the biblical days of the Old Testament, to see which one of those could be the most wicked. They are just wicked to the bone. Even called Michigan's parental consent laws unconstitutional. Michigan's fight has now arrived in Ohio's doorstep. Notice said, when Ohioans learn the truth about the ACLU's radical agenda that targets parents, children, and women, they will undoubtedly vote no in November. Well, that's our job here tonight, is to get the truth out to people so they know that. Issue one is just the latest example of the ACLU's war on parental rights. Background on ACLU's war on parents is available. They give you here at their website. The ACLU has long and well-documented history of fighting against parental rights, including in Alaska and Indiana. The ACLU, I remember Linda Rocker-Sogg, the ACLU here, leader in Cleveland. I don't know if she still is, but she went after me time and time again. We beat her every time in court. And what happened was, she was there at the library in West Jogga Library, school library, speaking to, I believe it was the seniors, it's been a while back, and I was right outside the door, okay? She was just on the other side of the door. I was out there, and I taped the conversation to play on the radio. But she was telling the children, the seniors, that you never asked your parents to bring you into this world, okay? You owe them nothing. They have no rights. Your bedroom, your room is your place. That is your territory. They have no right to go through your drawers. They have no right to go through your closet or your things. If they do that, they violate your space. You can sue them. You can contact us, okay? Now, that's what we're talking about. That's the ACLU for you, okay? So, folks, you people out there listening to me, you have to spread the word. We're fighting like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross. We're doing everything we can, but you have to spread the word. You have to spread the word and help us out, okay? So we got to stop this, because if we don't stop this, then, you know, the way that's worded, it says that you can assist. If you're assisting in someone in their rights, when it talks about over their own body, what does that mean? That means if somebody decides, one of these young girls, that they want to self-abort, right? You can be an abortionist. You don't have to be a licensed abortionist. You can assist.
But right now, you can prosecute. Parents have the right to prosecute people who assist their kids in doing that, who assist their kids in getting the transgender drugs. Right now, they can prosecute them. This strips parents of that ability, that they can't even go after the people that help. And that's, I think, that's the scariest thing about this, is that somebody could help an 8-year-old kid become a boy, become a girl, and our parent could not prosecute them if this bill passes. Well, that's why this bill needs to be stopped.
Not only that, but what happens is, look, you could have your 10-year-old decide it wants to commit suicide because
right.
Some wacko teacher told some young girl that she was really a boy.
Helps him.
Okay, and she's so confused and she can't live with it because, she's confused. So then her 12-year-old boyfriend can say, well, I'll help you commit suicide. Okay. You see, folks, the way these bills are worded, it's got holes you can drive a truck through on there. And again, like I said, it says the state shall in no ways interfere with anybody's. In other words, if you say, wait a minute, no, listen, I'm your parents, and I'm telling you right now, you're not going to do that, okay? They can go to the courts.
That's right.
Okay. Folks, you understand what I'm telling you? And if you don't stand up, let me tell you something. If you don't stand up and if you don't fight back with everything you have, you deserve every bad thing that happens to you. You really do, okay? And so, what does God's Word, the Bible, say? It says that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is always, always disobedience to God. And so, folks, there you go. Alrighty. You know what? Here. Now, that's issue one. Issue two is this. Issue two is legalizing marijuana in Ohio. Here, folks, I just want to hit this real hard. That is this. For many years, advocates claimed that if only America would loosen restrictions, we'd all see how beneficial the drug is, right? But now, more than 10 years after the first efforts to do just that, we are seeing that the critics were right. Liberal pot laws had increased usage far, far from the panacea pot lovers claimed. Starting back in 2012, Colorado passed a law to allow private use of marijuana. Soon, the state of Washington joined the continental state in loosening its pot laws. And many more come to the following years, especially when the state began to realize it could tax legal marijuana and bring in millions into their state treasuries. Now, even the federal government is looking to loosen the reins and is preparing to take pot off the Schedule I prohibitions, a move said to be the first step in decriminalizing marijuana. But now, these states are finding that it is time to pay the piper, as a raft of ill effects are spreading like wildfire all across the country. From mental illness, if you really run into that, I mean, if you really get smoked out and then you run for Congress, that's what happens nowadays here. I mean, just look at AOC and this,
that's right,
the squat. From mental illness to addiction and impaired driving, the effects are many are not as beneficial as advocates claimed. There do seem to be a very few beneficial uses for pot, a small number of people. It does help in pain relief for the chronically affected. It can help with nausea from chemotherapies, and is sometimes effective for those with anxiety. But all those benefits are limited and are outweighed by the disastrous, deleterious effects seen when widespread use is factored in, according to a raft of new studies reported by the Daily Mail. with a pool of more than 40 million pot users to look at, researchers are finding that recreational use of the drug is becoming an increasing problem wherever it is being tried. As the Mail noted, researchers from Aarhus University Hospital in Denmark have found that despite claims by pot advocates, the drug is just as addictive as any other drug, and 41% of users have developed major problems with depression. The research found that chronic marijuana use quadrupled the risk of developing bipolar disorder and added to a rise in psychotic breaks, including thoughts of and deaths by suicide, with pot linked at 30% cases of schizophrenia. The researchers added that people who already have a personality or a propensity for these mental disorders often find the pot makes them much, much worse, not better. That is nothing like the benign effects pot advocates claimed we'd be seeing. Pot advocates also claim that one can easily become addicted, that no one can't really become addicted to the drug. This has also been revealed to be very, very false. New research from University of Washington and Kaiser Permanente Washington Health Research Institute estimates 21% of marijuana users have become totally addicted, and the Mail reporter added that at least 4 million Americans have developed marijuana use disorder since pot becomes so much easier to get. I'm going to stop there, but it goes on and on with all of the side effects of marijuana, and none of them are good. And that is issue two on the ballot, folks.
Well, the other thing that they didn't talk about was that I was in Denver the day that it got legalized, and there was a guy on the front page of the paper with a joint that was just rolled up like a cigar, smoking it. And the next day he was on the front page of the paper with a pink slip from his job, because you still got to pass your drug screen.
Yeah.
And also, if you get injured on the job and you still got to take that, you got to agree to take the little drug test. And guess what will happen if you do all that? So and the lingering effects of marijuana in your system is a lot longer than alcohol, a lot longer than alcohol.
It is. And I had friends years ago. We went into the service together. And I had some guys that were very sharp, smart, promising careers, and they started using pot. Now, the stuff that they have today is much, much stronger than it was back then.
Okay.
Many times more stronger. And today, these guys, they can't hold a job. They're wasted. They're just wasted. And all they do is they sit around and they still smoke the dope, and they can't hold a job. They can't. You know, it's just their lives are ruined. And so why do you think they call it dope?
Yes.
Good point.
It makes the dope pot right out of you.
Right.
Danny, you had an article there.
Okay, it says DHS awards anti-terror grant for an LGBT group to indoctrinate 6 years old. Wow. Money intended to prevent violence will be used for resilience programming by WND News Service, published September 12, 2023 at 9:45 a.m. And that was by Ben Johnson of the Daily Signal. The Biden administration has awarded an anti-terrorism grant worth more than $500,000 to an LGBTQ activist group, which distributes condoms and sex education material to expand its school support for LGBTQ and youth as young as age 6.
Well, Danny, that LGBTQ means lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers, or let God burn them quickly. Either one, okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, Little Lisa, you've got an article.
Okay, this one's from the Gateway Pundit, and top doctor explains why turbo cancer rates are likely to get even worse. The quote, these cancers that normally would be kept in check by the body are unexpectedly growing very rapidly. We know that the COVID vaccines have done various degrees of damage to the immune system in a fraction of people who've taken them, attested Dr. Harvey Risch in a recent interview with the Epoch Times. And that damage could be anywhere from getting COVID more often, getting more infectious diseases, and perhaps it may also be cancer in the longer term, he warned. Dr. Risch is a professor emeritus of epidemiology at Yale University with a professional background in cancer, and he is not alone in his concern. Doctors such as renowned pathologist Ryan Cole have been sounding the alarm on a new phenomenon known as turbo cancer. Turbo cancer is a slang term for the recent emergence of aggressive cancers that grow very quickly. So you don't want to get that shot.
No, and they've got this latest one completely untested on human beings. They want to start giving these shots to children as young as 6 years old. They want to start giving the shots, you know, to children as young as 6 years old today. Unbelievable.
Yes.
No, wait a minute. No, not 6 years, 6 months.
Six months, that's right.
It was six months old. Oh, yeah. Brother.
Right, that's right.
Yes.
Unbelievable. They're pushing it. Mm-hmm. Folks, unbelievable. Randy, you got a couple articles there.
Yeah, I've got one here. This one says, Americans were outraged to learn how communist China tried to spy on us. The country was horrified as Chinese weather balloon floated over the entire country, and Biden did nothing until it reached the ocean. China has been aggressively buying up U.S. farmland close to U.S. bases, and thanks to the senile fool in the Oval Office, China has managed to do all this. Chinese nationalists have been spotted swimming in facilities near the U.S. military bases and using drones to obtain aerial footage and photographs. Gee, I wonder why China nationals are trying to take pictures of military bases.
Yeah. Yes.
Why would they do this unless China's trying to find out something? Do we still believe that they're allies? China's interests are being put ahead by the Biden administration. He caved into negotiations with China after China gave us his crooked son $1 billion. And he did nothing when they sent a spy balloon over. He did nothing when the secret police were found in New York from China. He did nothing as China tries to buy up American land to spy on our military bases. Now, if Russia had done any of this, Biden would have declared war on them. China's had its hooks in our media, schools, entertainment industry, professional sports, laboratories, and government. And nobody's willing to stand up to them, even as they are literally sending up spies. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Report hundreds of thousands of Florida ballots were flagged as blank and later adjudicated. That's right. Michael Thomas is the late chairman of the Lee County, Florida Republican Executive Committee. He secured the position in Lee County due to the affiliation with General Michael Flynn and Patrick Byrne and his tenure at the American Project. Thompson used these associations to win over the members of Lee County Republican Executive Committee. Once he secured the position, he rapidly, this is what you call treason, went about subverting election integrity efforts in Lee County, Florida. Why would someone associated with General Flynn and Patrick Byrne do such a thing? Well, Chris Quackenbash in Lee County uncovered an interesting data set in the ESSELA 45A election summary results. This find was the spark that helped expose election fraud and solve the largest legal problem facing Americans who were contesting election results. Chris asked me to help her see if she had identified that Lee County was going on elsewhere in Florida based on my effectiveness in obtaining data and election fraud evidence via public records. We found that throughout the state of Florida, America's gold standard for election was shocking. Hundreds of thousands of ballots cast by Florida voters were adjudicated as 100% blank. There you go. The data that is being stripped out by Election Fraud Incorporation was key to understanding how the ESS and Dominion voting machines were used to disenfranchise millions and millions of voters nationwide. In Broward County, Florida, this data helped uncover the fact that it was reported that over 60,000 voters cast ballots in the 2022 November election were adjudicated as being 100% blank. This works out to approximately 10% of all the ballots cast in Broward County were blank, and 10% of all the voters in Broward County had been disenfranchised. There you go. I'm going to stop right there because we're coming up to a break. But voter fraud, voter fraud, voter fraud. The only way the Democrats can win is voter fraud.
But what are we doing about having an election day again and a paper ballot?
Well, we have several.
We aren't doing much.
Well, there are several good organizations like the Integrity Group Election that are working to expose this. Our problem is the corrupt courts. Look at out there more. In Merrick County, Arizona, I mean, the corruption is a mile from starting with the governor all the way down. Corrupt, corrupt, corrupt. The sheriff, the whole bunch were in cahoots. They were all hiding that. That's the problem we have today. Look what we have there in Washington, D.C. Look at Mike Pence. Mike Pence could have not.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He admitted. He said, had I not certified that, it would have gone back to the House. So he admitted that was the process, and then the House, he said, would have been in chaos. So, in other words, instead of doing the right thing, instead of doing his job, Mike Pence did what he was pressured to do, and one more time, we got sold out. One more time, we got sold down the drain. Standing in front of Mike Pence were senators and congressmen holding volumes of information, of evidence, of absolute evidence of election fraud, standing there holding it in front of him. And instead of Mike saying, look, I want to take 2 weeks to take a look at this here before I certify this election, because these people have done what is constitutionally their job to do. They brought this before me. And my job under the Constitution is to look at this before I certify it. But he didn't. He sold us.
He sold us.
Yes.
He did.
And so,
do you think there's a chance that Republicans can win as long as Democrats keep getting by with this?
Well, yeah, there is. If they get out and they come out and they go out in large numbers, look, half of the people that refer to themselves Christians don't even go out and vote. We can overwhelm them, okay? And if those dummies understood what was taking place, especially here where it comes to issue one, you got to be a dummy. I mean, a real dummy, not to get out and vote against issue one here in Ohio.
Right.
We're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, I might do something early tonight. I might open phone lines and take calls early. We haven't done that in a long, long time. So get ready. We're coming up to a break. And when we come back, we'll take calls. 888-677-9673. There you go. He's doing a count. He's doing a count. Be right back with more.
Fight the fight. Fight the lie. Feel our land. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.